You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, this is Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News. New South Wales Police Commissioner bans protests in Greater Sydney for 14 days. Pope Leo calls for a ceasefire in all conflicts during Christmas. And in Cricket Australia, opts for pace-only attack in Boxing Day test as spinner left out. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon has invoked his new emergency powers, introduced after the Bondi Beach attack, imposing a 14-day ban on public protests across large parts of Sydney. The declaration restricts public assemblies in the South West Metropolitan, North West Metropolitan and Central Metropolitan policing areas and can be extended for up to 3 months. The powers were rushed through by Premier Chris Minns following the attack at a Jewish Hanukkah event in Bondi, where 15 people were killed, and include tougher gun controls, strengthened hate speech offences, and expanded police powers to restrict protests. Civil liberty groups argue the measures are draconian and infringe on the right to assembly, and are challenging the new law in the High Court. The Zionist Federation of Australia has stood by its decision to invite Israeli President Isaac Herzog to Australia, citing long-standing ties between Israel and Australia's Jewish community. ZFA Chief Executive Alon Kasuto has told SBS Hebrew solidarity between the two communities had deepened after the October 7 attacks and the Bondi Beach terror attack on the 14th of December.
After the 7th of October, we had Australian Jewish community leaders and the entire Australian Jewish community stand side by side with Israel. We went over there to express solidarity, and that was felt. And we were greeted by the president shortly after the 7th of October, and it was deeply meaningful to Israelis. And now we're seeing Israelis wanting to support Australian Jews in their time of pain and the Australian community.
The Australian Palestine Advocacy Network has condemned the decision, stating President Herzog is not a symbolic or ceremonial figure. They say he was named in proceedings before the International Court of Justice for incendiary remarks that included asserting that an, quote, entire nation bears responsibility and that there are no innocent civilians in Gaza. Pope Leo XIV is urging who he calls people of goodwill to observe a 24-hour ceasefire in all conflicts worldwide over Christmas. Foremost in mind is Russia's rejection of a brief truce during Christmas, a decision that has deeply saddened the pontiff following major strikes against Ukraine over the last couple of days.
One of the things that is causing greater sadness to me in these days is that apparently Russia rejected the request of a Christmas truce. Once again, I urge all the good-willing people to respect, at least during the festivity of the birth of the Savior, one day of peace. I hope they will listen to us and that there might be a day, 24 hours of peace worldwide.
In tutto il mondo. Grazie.
The Pope will celebrate his first Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica and will deliver a traditional Christmas Day blessing in St. Peter's Square. Back in Australia, an extreme weather is dominating Christmas Day across Australia, with heat, storms and rain affecting most regions. Western Australia faces severe heat, with temperatures in the high 30s to low 40s from the Pilbara to the southwest, driving extreme fire danger. The Bureau of Meteorology says conditions are particularly concerning for firefighters. In the north and east, heavy rain and thunderstorms are forecast across Queensland and the Northern Territory, with flooding risks as a monsoon trough lingers. Tropical cyclone Grant is expected to bring rain and strong winds to the Keeling Islands. Further south, unusually cool, with Hobart reaching about 15 degrees and Melbourne around 17, while Sydney and Adelaide sit in the low 20s and Brisbane climbing up to about 34. In sport, Australia will head into the Boxing Day test without a frontline spinner after naming a pace-heavy 12-man squad to face England, with Nathan Lyon sidelined by a long-term hamstring injury. Off-spinner Todd Murphy was added to the squad but is set to miss out with a Melbourne Cricket Ground pitch covered in heavy grass. Captain Steve Smith will confirm the final 11 at the toss. Also unavailable are Pat Cummins and Josh Inglis, while fast bowlers Jai Richardson, Brendan Doggett and Michael Nesser are included. Veteran opener Usman Khawaja keeps his place after scores of 82 and 40 in Adelaide, while Richardson is eyeing his first test appearance in more than 4 years following a long injury layoff. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS News team.